95.3 The Bullet, Steve Summers.
And Ryan Sartori.
For your morning stampede, March marches on. You see what I did there?
Yeah.
As we continue to salute women all month long, and we are highlighting women with businesses for Women History Month, right? And who do we have with us today?
Today, we have Chelsea Simpson and from Wave Avenue Boutique. Chelsea, welcome in.
Thanks for having me.
So tell us about Wave Avenue Boutique. Is it just hair?
No, Wave Avenue Boutique is a women's clothing boutique.
Yeah.
Oh.
He's a little slow on all the terminologies.
Hey, boutique
and
can
words
be a hair
stuff.
Place,
yes,
too?
They use the term boutique, I feel, very loosely. But yeah, so it's a women's clothing boutique. We started online, and then we built a mobile boutique trailer back in 2020 that we take to different events around the state line.
Really?
So you are also a business that survived the pandemic somehow, some way.
I feel like we started in 2019 online, so we started before COVID hit. And I feel like that is kind of what saved us. We were kind of, but then building the mobile boutique is what got us out there in person once we could start doing in-person events again.
Sure.
And so you take it to festivals, fairs, crafts and arts shows.
Yeah, different events. One of them, Urban Farm Girls Main Street Market. We have like 20 some events, on our schedule this season.
Wow.
Yeah.
And when you take the trailer out, do you measure people? Because I'm just curious, what size would we have for dress for Ryan? Because there'll be a challenge coming soon.
Lucky for him, we have a fitting room inside the mobile boutique as well. So ladies can try on clothes, and we have styles from small through 3X.
You'd be in there. You can fit something in there. So when you designed this trailer, was that something that people told you, I wish I had a place to try this on? So have you built your business around feedback?
Yes. So the whole idea came from, we started online, and my husband, he has a background in web design marketing. So he was like, heard my idea. He's like, let's roll with it. It's a great idea. Started it. And then I'd have women that would message me and say, hey, I love that. I see it online, but I'd love to try it on. Well, instead of going straight into a brick and mortar, we thought doing something more mobile to pop up at different events, go to where the people are. So that's kind of what inspired the idea. And that way women can try on different styles and stuff like that. And then also we go to do like different private events around the area as well. So ladies will be like, hey, I want to have a ladies' night. Bring your mobile boutique.
Is it a big 40-foot trailer or is it a small one?
24 feet.
24 feet. Yeah. And you have a lot of variety of clothing. Summer, winter, fall,
yeah.
Everything?
Yes. Big variety. And we also have women of all ages. I have girls that are teenagers. And I also have my great aunt or my great my grandmother's sister that is in her late 70s. So we have women of all ages that shop.
So you talk about, I think, kind of your clothing curations. Everybody has their unique styles, and especially boutiques. They say, okay, we're going to go down this path with the clothes that we have. Talk about the curations at Wave Avenue Boutique.
So a lot of it, I kind of say it's fashion for the small town woman. So we do, like, since we live in Byron, it's a small town, you'll see women out at different restaurants and bars. I'm like, hey, that's Wave Avenue. You see different styles. So a lot of casual, I feel like it fits the small town woman.
Sure.
Wave Avenue Boutique, and you said you were out of Byron?
Yes, and we are building a warehouse for us.
Wow. So are you actually getting the clothing, buying it all up front, and then repurposing it, or are you creating and making your own clothes?
No, a lot of the styles we buy are out of the Fashion District in L.A., so.
Wow.
Yeah.
What would you say was the most difficult part of starting your business? Did you notice that there were any roadblocks for you, given the fact that you are a woman in business, or was it all just kind of, do you think, the same if you were a man, if you were a woman? What were some of the bigger roadblocks?
I definitely would say, no matter what, starting a business, there's roadblocks. But I feel like as long as you keep your head down and stay in your own lane, you know, with boutiques, there's a lot of boutiques. There's a lot of online boutiques, a lot of competition. But for me, it just felt like, okay, if I just stay true to what I want to do, the rest will come. And it's something that takes years and years to build on. You know, it's not an overnight thing that, oh, it's successful right away or anything like that. It takes time. But if you want to put in the work, anyone can do it.
So you talk about all the competition in the market. Here's your elevator pitch moment. What separates Wave Avenue Boutique from everybody else?
I would say Wave Avenue separates from a lot of other online boutiques is the customer experience. And also the ability to share different styles for women of all ages and all sizes.
And the next level for you would be designing your own clothes.
We could get there.
Ah, see? That's, you got that sparkle in her eye. Like, that's my next level.
Yeah. I'm seeing bright orange and camo and
we do have camo.
Do you?
Yes.
Oh,
it's a big seller in Byron.
It is.
It really is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, congratulations and enjoy your month of March. Thanks for coming by. And you're available for different events and such. How do we get a hold of Wave Avenue Boutique?
Yeah, you can visit our website, waveav.com. It's waveav.com.
Waveav.com.
Got it.
Well, thanks for coming in, Chelsea. We appreciate it, and enjoy your month.
Thank you.
There's a few days left.